Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
I really, really do. I'm Steve McKay.
And I'm McShane.
Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. Happy Mama's Day.
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
It's the day of the MILF tomorrow. Yeah.
MILF Day.
Everybody's got one. Everybody wants one.
As long as it's not your own.
Yeah. That is rather creepy. But,
yes, it is.
We'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit later in the show. We got a huge, massive show for you tonight. It's large. It's just a big-ass show. It's huge.
Well, thank you.
It's the John Holmes of shows tonight, right here on the Up All Night Radio Show. Isn't he dead?
I don't know.
I think he died of AIDS, so that's not very good for the show. But we're going to do it in a way here. We're pumped up, excited, rocking tonight. Rocking, thinking about the MILFs.
Yes, sir.
Thinking about the MILFs. Oh, that's a good question. I got to ask that a little bit later. In a way, what's been going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Oh, I don't know. We got just a flood of stuff tonight. We're going to, of course, we got Babe of the Week. We've got some great music by Roxy Perry. Our friend Roxy Perry has a Mother's Day song for you ladies out there.
Right on.
And we're also going to have some other great blues rock music and, I don't know, show notes. I don't know. Whatever we feel like it.
Show notes. I'm scribbling mine as we speak.
I have a bunch of scribbles on the sheet of paper, and to be quite honest, I don't know what it all means there, but anyway. And maybe we'll take your phone calls. This year we could open up the mom line, the mom phone line.
Yeah.
And have the moms call in. It's their night to talk about, you know, whatever they want. If they, you know, they can talk about young stallions that they want to bang and stuff like that. Probably not be us, though, that's for sure.
The cougar moms. I know one mom that likes me.
Oh, it's just, you know. And Travis Winters, you never know, he might call in. He's down in Branson, Missouri, going to the Shoji Tabuchi show, I presume. No, he's in Branson, but I can't imagine he's going to see Shoji Tabuchi.
Shoji Tabuchi.
I hope freaking not. Maybe what a nightmare that guy is.
Maybe he's catching some good fish.
Could be. No, he's with his wife, so they're not fishing. Have you seen Shoji Tabuchi's wife?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Blonde, hot, big cans.
Ooh. I may have to go. How do you spell that?
Get the fiddle out.
Be Googling it. More Up All Night with Mac and Mick coming up. Hi, this is Steve Porter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show. And also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
we are back.
What?
That's it. There's an ice.
Yes. Yes. We are back here, and you notice SVG, our sexy voice girl, is also, she's had three kids, so she's a MILF now.
She's a MILF. All right.
Can't believe that. She's in her 20s, I think.
Woo-woo.
Amazing. Welcome back to the Up All Night Radio Show. I forgot to mention that we are broadcasting live. This is May 8th, 2010, in case you didn't know. This is not pre-recorded. We're right here in beautiful Prairie Village, freaking Kansas.
Right on.
What a hub of excitement.
It's an exciting place.
Do they still have the light on out there when you came in, or did they turn the street light off?
The street light was flickering.
They're getting ready
so
to shut it off.
I think it was warning everybody pack up and roll up the sidewalks.
Head home. The salty iguana is closing down. That's the hub of Prairie Village.
I licked that iguana and it wasn't that salty. Yuck.
Let me get to the business and then we'll start this vast undertaking that we call a show. Go to the website, macandtravis.com. Yeah, that's Mick over there. It's not Travis. We'll explain all that some other time if you're a new listener. But at any rate, macandtravis.com. M-A-C-A-N-D, Travis, macandtravis.com. And you're going to go to the website there. You're going to find the show notes. You're going to find the Babe of the Week. You're going to find all of our lovely affiliates.
Ooh.
Woo-woo. You're going to find the chat box. And in the chat box right now, we have AZ Racer, Becky, me, Cool Breeze, McShane, and Anonymous, 7133.
Ooh. What the heck am I doing in the chat box? Somebody stole my name.
You're in the box. You're in the box. And so we can communicate with you right there. And that's the website. The webcam is still not turned on. I forgot to plug it in.
Thank you.
I'm an idiot. But head up to the website, macandtravis.com, jump in the chat box and say hello. You don't need to know any of that, you know, goofy LOL, that crap, OMFG and all that. Just straight talk away. We're old people here. We don't know how to do that. Although I am a tweeter. Have you tweeted yet?
I don't tweet.
Oh, man.
And I don't do BFF, FFMG, TFTW, OMG. Because I'm dyslexic and I can't read it anyway.
It doesn't make sense.
It might.
No. Can you get the McShane Rock Show into tweeting?
I don't know what they're going to get out of that. Cause
it's amazing.
I'm cooking eggs and bacon. I'm scratching my left nut. Yeah, I'm sure that people want to know that.
Well, let me see. Let's get breaking tweet news here. This is a live team coverage of the tweet, and I'm going to my tweet page to see what all my friends are saying.
Oh my God, it's a piece of corn.
Stacy says, need a belly laugh. Thank you, Stacy. And no, not going, inside joke. Wow, I guess she's not going somewhere out tonight with the guys. Go see Iron Man, you'll love it. That's from Stacy also. Let's see. Any other exciting? No one else is doing nothing. Holy shit. Is Portland always this pretty? How is it? How did I not know that? That's the dude from MythBusters. What's his name? The not the guy with the hat, but the other guy.
Heine? No.
Can't remember his name.
Heineman?
Heineman. That's it. I think.
Is he the one redhead guy with the glasses? The redheaded guy or hat guy?
I can't remember.
Beck might know.
Beck, there. Give us an answer. We'll continue until we get an answer here. But he's on my tweet friend list. And let's see. Oh, Stacy says, I'd love to play beer pong with Betty White. What the hell does that mean? Come on, Stacy.
She might get her wish. Betty White's supposed to be on SNL, I guess.
Yes, yes. That's interesting. I know DJ and the Cockroach, he was somewhat excited about that, too. He said, well, that's not the most exciting thing on the Facebook. It's all very interesting. It's all so cool to go through the tweets and the Facebook and all that. You're a pretty big Facebook fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on there quite a bit.
We need to get your...
I don't post a lot, but...
I don't either.
Yeah. I did put up a couple things here this week that, you know, I thought were funny stuff, but...
Let's see here. I'm going through. Oh, somebody says, live from New York, it's Betty White. Can't wait to see her hosting SNL tonight.
That's the big thing. Hey, Bieber better look out because Betty White's going to take over his fame slot that he's got going on here.
Betty White. We got some Betty White, a little bit more Betty White talk a little bit later, but let's see. Somebody says former Area 51 insider speaks out.
Ooh. They moved Area 51. Wow, we saw that on the conspiracy theory.
And Kelly's going to sleep in Minneapolis. We'll wake up in Illinois. All right.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which Kelly that is. Not Carrie, it's Kelly.
It is Janie Heineman.
Janie Heineman, that's correct. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beck.
And I'm supposed to know I'm the big Mythbusters freak.
I know. I get my Mythbusters updates from you.
That's right.
Of course, so, they're all
Carrie Byron related. Yeah, I'm going to marry her someday. Somebody was over at my in the studio here, and they looked at my computer screen and said, "Who's that?" And I said, "That's my future wife."
How many sucker rings have you sent her, you know, after you licked them a couple times? This one's grape. This one's strawberry. Will you marry me? It looks like a diamond. It's a big diamond. You get a blueberry one and says it's a hope diamond, you know. I don't think that'll work.
No. It's my dream, my fantasy. Yeah. You know, I'm old, close to 50, so whatever.
Without dreams, what do you got?
That's right. You know, if it wasn't for my hand, I'd have no fridge at all.
TMI, we're in a room together with the lights dim. This is not good.
Well, you know, it's just a sad state, though. I mean, we are two guys in a room with the lights dim and
thanks for
two microphones.
That.
That's it. This is it. This is as good as it gets for me, but anyway. So did I go through all the business? Yeah, that's it. MacAtTravis.com. Go there. And jump in the chat box, and there you go. We're celebrating the MILFs tonight. Moms everywhere.
Yeehaw.
And so if you're a mom, great. Relax. get a hot bubble bath. Get a glass of red wine tomorrow and just chill the F out. Get up, watch Titanic 3 or 4 times. And Roadhouse, because you want to see what's his face.
Got to see Roadhouse.
Man, you got to see or Pretty Baby. Or not Pretty Baby. Pretty Baby was Brooke Shields. That's not a good movie at all. not Pretty Baby. Or Dance, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, every woman loves
Nobody
Dirty
puts
Dancing.
My baby in a corner.
Now, by the way, I just happened to mention Pretty Baby. Uh-huh. You remember that movie with Brooke Shields? And she's a prostitute who first... she's real young. She's living in a prostitute place.
Oh, you're talking about Blue Lagoon?
No. That's even I think it's even before that.
Really? No.
And she's in the nude. And I'm wondering, is that child porn? Because I think she was underage.
Could very well be.
And she was nude in it. And she was playing like she was 12 years old. And she has her first guy at the, you know, set back in the 20s or whatever. And, Susan Sarandon was in it.
Really?
Oh, that's her first boob scene.
Wowzers.
Oh, my God. She's nice. I wondered about that because the reason I am big into that movie is because of Susan Sarandon. I never have liked Brooke Shields.
Yeah,
but she was underage, I thought. And
could very well be because I thought she was underage like 15, 16 for Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought that was why they didn't have full-blown scenes going on with...
I just... You know, I think about that. And also, Linda Blair did some, you know, movies where she was in the nude, you know, the rape scene. And then she was in that one where she was in jail and, you know, and she was underage.
When she was in jail.
Yeah.
Within that woman's correctional
center. Oh, great movie. But I just don't know. I mean... Were they underage?
One was Jodie Foster in what was it with Robert De Niro when she was mm-hmm. where she played the prostitute.
Yeah,
she was underage.
Oh wow,
she was like 13.
Wow, man, I guess the world's changed or something. I don't know if you can even see those movies anymore.
They play that one every once in a while on cable, but not very often.
Yeah, I know that you know the porn star Tracy Lords, who's now a credible actress. Only one of her movies, all the porn movies she made, only one of them was she actually of age. All
nice.
The rest were underage.
That's jacked up.
And she's tried to eliminate them, all of them, because she doesn't want anybody to see them. But you can find them on the internet anywhere you want them. You can find her when she was really young. It's just like, you know, technically, you shouldn't be watching that. But technically, she's not underage in those films because she can do things that... anyway, I'm sorry, I've been rambling on. What's been going on, man?
Not a thing. Just been hanging out, having a good time, watching my NASCAR, and did some smoked some steaks and burgers this afternoon.
Oh,
and
man.
Mowed the lawn. And
that sounds so good.
All the good stuff in life.
You notice I didn't get my lawn mowed. I'm screwed.
I couldn't tell. It was dark by the time I got
here. That's good. Well, I figured you would have. You would trample across stuff and stuff.
Yeah, I'll try to find the gold wing. It'll be, oh, it's in the jungle.
We got Blues Cruiser in the chat box.
Hello, hello.
Wow. Well, we were talking about him coming into the studio here in a couple of weeks. We need to get about it. Brooke was 12 when she did that movie. Now, that is, see, and she was totally nude in that, except, you know, you didn't see pie or whatever. But to me, that's...
That wouldn't fly now.
That wouldn't fly at all now. And I can't imagine you could even watch the movie anywhere because it should be considered child porn. If they're nude, unless they call it, oh, it's art. Yeah. Maybe it's cinematic art, so it's okay.
Doesn't matter. Heck, they busted a guy for the animation Japanese porn because it was portraying underage.
Yeah.
So if they're going to go after that, then they got to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What's art is art. I don't know. It's a good question. We need somebody with answers. See, that's our problem here, where it's two guys in the dark talking on the radio, and they don't have any answers. We got lots of questions.
The only thing I can think of is that the laws weren't in place back then like they are now.
Yeah. Susan Sarandon, though, was hot, so anyway.
So is that Titanic. I could watch that a couple times.
You like Titanic.
I love Titanic. I have an attachment to that ship. I mean, really, I keep saying if I was another ship, I would totally do the Titanic.
Wow.
All four of them smokestacks.
God, yeah. Well, ship sex. They've never gone there before.
At 10, she was paid $45 to appear in Playboy. That's Brooke Shields we're talking about,
wow,
I guess.
Wow, yeah.
At 10?
At 10. I'm sure she didn't show anything. I'd hope not. There's nothing to show at 10.
Ew.
Of course, she never had boobs to begin with. Or even after. He loves that ship. Exactly. Did you watch all the Titanic? We're going to go down with the little device and look for it.
I have every single VCR version and a bunch on DVD, and the newest ones I don't have, but I do have all the way up to the first IMAX one, Ghost of the Abyss, with James Cameron, where he took down Bill Paxton, who's big on that too. But yeah, beautiful.
Do you like all ships or just the Titanic?
No, Titanic's special for some reason. I like all kind of get into all the sunken stuff, but the Titanic just, I don't know, man. Just it's a golden gray lady that will never come back.
Yeah.
Maybe next movie, but
he's in love with that ship.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Well, I find it very fascinating, but the movie, they should have showed more, you know, got more, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. The top just didn't do it for me, you know.
I'm surprised you're not big into the Deadliest Catch and all that on TV, because that's about ships.
No, I never really got into that. Now, I like The Perfect Storm, that movie, The Perfect Storm. That was pretty good, even though it took on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. True stories, but...
True stories. I don't know.
And of course, that goes hand in hand with Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby and Racing. Racing.
Racing. Racing.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity.
Can't even say that real quick. We're going to get to an update of your racing escapades and how you did on that a little bit later. Now, or are you off? Aren't they off on Mother's Day? Mother's weekend?
No, they raced Darlington tonight.
Oh, they did? Oh.
And I got to race Darlington tomorrow night.
Fucking race.
Yep, night races. They've been hitting them night races.
Oh, man. I thought they were always off on Mother's Day weekend, but
well,
maybe they changed it. Moved
they'll
it
be off tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, we got a lot more crap to get to. Yes, the show's going to get more interesting, I promise.
Woohoo!
Maybe. I don't know. At least we'll be talking about 12-year-old girls. Yeesh.
More M&Ms, please. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric. Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time? Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Yeah, mama.
Hello, hello.
We're celebrating MILFs tonight here on the Up All Night Radio Show.
I like MILF.
All right. I do too. Jaguars, Cougars, all those things. Again, go to the website, macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. And McShane's sitting in here for an entire year, just about.
Yeehaw.
I mean, think about that. That's your whole Saturdays are all fucking taken.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
you assume I lead an adventurous life.
Oh, come on.
I'd just be home, you know, looking at Babe of the Weeks anyway.
There you go.
Along with my Babe of the Week every day.
Oh, that's so romantic.
It's yeah,
so romantic.
She's a good one.
Blues Cruiser is in the chat box. We need to get you in here so you can hang out with us. So maybe next weekend if you're not doing anything. And he's got some pictures from the show, and he's going to post his blog on his blog, and he'll post that link in the chat box, hopefully. Matt and I mean listening. I don't know if he's even listening to the show, but he's in the chat box. So
I want your blog.
I want your blog. Okay, introduce us. This is, yes, he is. Good. He's listening. If you want to come in here next week, come on in, Cruiser. I don't think we have anybody else planned. And have a good time. You meet McShane and hang out.
That'll chase him away for sure. McShane won't be here next week. He'll be off. You sure? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Babe of the Week. And we're celebrating the MILFs again.
Yes, sirree.
Kay Parker.
Let's see here.
I got some info, too, if you don't have any info on her.
I've got to get past the pictures.
Oh, yes, Kay Parker.
Books for me, it's all about the pictures.
She's 65 years old right now, but back in the day when I was growing up, she was the early porn MILF. I mean, every movie that she was in, she was the older woman. She was in the whole Taboo series, you know, where she was banging her son and incest and all that other wild sex and quite a wild chick back in the day. And so she was sort of the actual original MILF, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Too much for words for me.
You ever remember any of her movies or watching any of her movies?
I don't really remember.
Taboo.
I don't remember.
Let me play a little bit about... Well, let me give you the details, I guess, about her. She's from Birmingham, England. She's 65 years old. Obviously, 65 years old. 38 double Ds, 24, 36. Of course, she had those big old boobies. That was her big thing. 5'6", green eyes. An actress, of course. And let's see. She was in... an actual movie, too. A real movie. I'm trying to find which one it was.
It was Burt Reynolds' The Best Little Whorehouse in
that's
Texas.
Right. I don't remember her being in it, but She was in that one, and we're going to tell you what she's doing right now. But first, we got some audio from her. She's flapping, telling us about herself. We got to learn more about Kay Parker. You can go and Google her and find some of her videos. Oh, on the show notes is, I think it's the number one link, the six best sex scenes of Kay Parker. You can click on that and actually see the video of her doing her naughty things. And, of course, don't look at that if you don't want to look at porn.
Not so, safe for work.
Not safe for work. Not safe for home, actually, but that's another thing. So, Kay Parker, how'd you get into porn?
I was living in San Francisco and had decided that I wanted to take a class in acting. So I joined a little improvisational acting group and threw myself into it wholeheartedly for about a year. Changed my life. And during that time, I met John Leslie. I didn't know that John was an adult actor at the time. We shared information about acting. One day John called up and asked me if I wanted the opportunity to get in front of the camera. And it was at that point that I was suspicious, and I thought this could only be a porno movie.
Here's the deal. The more you hear her talk, the acting, he was an actor, he was an adult film actor. She's big into the acting. I'm an actress. No, as long as you take a man's member in your mouth and get squirt on, you're not an actress. Sorry.
Maybe she was just in character.
I guess. That's what you learn about this chick right away. This is, I'll ask you, what about your first time having a sex scene on film?
In general, the first sex scene I ever did, which I write about in detail in my new autobiography.
Oh, pimp it, please.
Called Taboo, Sacred, Don't Touch. Was difficult. Up until a point, it was fine because it was all acting.
Oh,
and there
nice.
Was a lot of action. And it wasn't until we came to actually doing what's known as the penetration, I started to panic inside. There was a moment of sort of a panicky feeling because I knew that once it was shot, it was done.
That could work both ways.
What? She kept saying all those, you know, metaphors, you know, when it gets shot. It'll be climaxed at the end. It's like all this stuff. She's taking this whole thing way too seriously.
She really thinks that's legitimate acting.
Yeah, she apparently thinks so. It's like, wow. And let's see. Let me go back to the website. I think there's a link on there. What is she doing now? What is Kay Parker doing now? Well, she's a New Age metaphysical counselor. That's what she's doing now. And she, if you want to have a mentoring session with her, it's $900. And I don't know if that includes, you know, anything else.
I was going to say, how are you going to understand any counseling she's going to give?
So, she apparently takes life pretty seriously, her business and all that and whatever. God bless you. You know. It was funny in this interview that you heard part of. They ask her about, well, you had sex with your son on film. What was that like? And she's like, well, it wasn't really her son. You know, it was a young guy. She's like, I found him quite attractive, and we found a real chemistry with each other. And it's like, bleh. She's an actress, so she is a real bona fide adult film actress.
So, you know, I wonder, do they have acting school for that?
Could, well, I don't know. Yeah, and why do they do the voiceover separately? Because they're and yet it's not matching up with their voice, your lips. Of course, your lips are doing something else. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I have some theories, but I don't know. But for real, it's,
yeah. And you watch, you know, I watch the Skinamax because I've got that. And really it is after, you got to turn it down because it's the same, you know, and it's like, shut up.
You just ruined it.
You can scream for me, but don't be doing the grunting sound. Like you're taking a poop.
Maybe they are.
You had too much cheese to eat, and you're trying to poop. It's like, please.
Oh, no.
This is smut radio, by the way, because I just took the show in the wrong direction, so we better get back on. I probably need to give us an official apology on my part. And I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I always take it too far. How come I always do that? Any more else to know about Kay Parker? I think we're done with Kay Parker. But she was the original MILF. It's Mother's Day, so there you go.
Right on.
So, and I apologize for insulting anybody. But, yeah. And, you know, as an ex-porn star myself, you know. You want to hear a little bit of my porn scene? I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yeah, baby. Check out this 14-inch tool I got here right here. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. It really is 14 inches? Oh, my God.
Yeah, put your arm next to it.
My arm?
Yeah, baby. Put your arm right next to it. Right next to it. Check that out. Oh, yeah.
There's my fucking arm. There's no way that I can take that.
I am so sorry.
Sorry about that. I took it too far again. Get me out of here.
You got all the buttons.
All right. We got to get out of here.
There's nothing I can do to save you, brother.
I've taken it down. Does that ever happen on your show? You know, just kind of, man, somebody takes it in the wrong direction.
It's usually me.
And it's sliding, and there's no way. It's like a roller coaster ride. You're waiting for that curve to come back up. And you go.
Everybody's usually the one going, ugh. Oh, Mick, and they try to change the subject, but I always end up putting a spin back to it.
Yeah,
I guess always.
I guess that's where I'm living in the gutter. But well, I do apologize. And we are going to celebrate women. This is a Mother's Day song by Roxy Perry.
Woo woo!
Mother's Blues, Roxy Perry. On the Up All Night Radio show.
I am so sorry.
No, you're not sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry about this because you'll like this. Roxy Perry right here.
Where has your baby gone?
Roxy Perry right there.
That's smooth.
That is sweet sounding. Mother's Blues, and in all seriousness, happy Mother's Day to you ladies out there.
Yes, happy, happy Mother's Day.
That's right. I hope you're going to go. Everybody go see their mom on Mother's Day, and don't forget to call them, send them a card, some flowers, and there you go.
And send them a Sam Elliott movie.
There you go. They'd like that. Either that or Dirty Dancing. Just
blessings. Tried not to. Don't work.
Just don't send them Blue Lagoon or something like that.
Yeah, no joke. I was going to hold that sneeze in, but then I figured I blew my contacts out of my eyeballs.
Yeah, McShane just died here on the air from sneezing because he held it in. But all right, we got a lot more to get to. We got a big... TV show idea that we're coming up with. And what's time we got? Oh, good. I'm good timing. Am I timing or what?
You got it down.
I got it down, baby. Yes, we got a TV show idea. Also, sex at work. Show notes. And also, we're going to talk a little Lawrence Taylor. Robbie Knievel is going to jump Snake River Canyon. And they still haven't found Osama bin Laden. So we're going to get to all that. And what is that a combination?
Yeah,
we had a pretty baby. We have Lawrence Taylor. Oh, that kind of goes together, actually. Lawrence Taylor, you know, he's sleeping with
he's
the
in some deep doo doo,
some big time shit. And then she, the pimp, struck the girl.
Nice.
She had a black. Oh, somebody's going to jail on that baby.
Oh yeah, it's. Yes. I guess we won't be seeing him on any Weight Watchers commercials anymore.
No, he's gone.
Bye-bye. More Mac and Mick coming up next.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Yeah, smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous radio ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a piece of if you're that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole.
Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro.
LeBay Compton.
Marquis Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Clutches McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Tinsley Ellis.
Jill Luth Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Zell Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Show Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Nick Wong. Jordy Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, we're back here, and the chat box is dead. There ain't crap going on in the chat box. There's people that appear to be in the chat box, but they're not saying nothing.
That's right. I can't hear them. They need to speak up.
Come on, people. You're in the box. Box at MacandTravis.com. MacandTravis.com. Back here. Up, we got. Oh, there's Cool Breeze has entered the box.
Oh!
Hello, Cool Breeze. I maybe have her opening here. Let's see. Do I have. Yes, here we go.
Breeze has entered the box.
There we go. Bet you didn't know you had your own here.
Mick Shane has entered the box.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you do.
Awesome.
Let's see. AZ left the box, so I don't have him in there. Oh.
Mac has just been booted from the box.
I need one for Cruiser there, too. So, hello, Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze, are you going to call us tonight? You're a mom. Call us. You're a representative of all that's mom. So if you want to call in, I will give you the phone number.
Ah, she had company, so they was listening.
Then. Oh, my God. Oh, you... You're kidding me. They heard that crap that we were talking about and all the porn talk.
What
oh,
you,
I'm sorry.
What do you mean? We.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, we don't do this on the McShane Rock Show. I don't know this guy.
Just threw you under the bus.
Yeah, you did.
I am so sorry.
Oh, smoke.
All right, so we'll see if Cool Breeze responds in 30 seconds. Ah, yes. Okay, well. I'll write you the number in the box. How about that? Anybody else that wants to call can call, too. It's 913-322-9502. 913-322-9502. And I'll write it in the box here in just a second.
At least you know the number to your show. I don't know the number to my show.
This is the cable work order. And this is the only sheet that I know what the damn number is. So if I ever lose this sheet... Then I'm going to be in deep...
Don't feel bad. We went and changed our phone number at home. I don't know my home phone number because I never call it.
Me either. And this number, we never use it. You know, I unplug it after the shows because I don't want to hear it ring. And I don't have the, the don't call list. So that damn thing, which I just had installed like a month ago, rings. Oh, it's somebody wants to sell siding. Somebody wants to sell you... anal beads. Somebody wants to sell you everything. It's just like, get out of here.
I had a good one. We're doing a Planet Unsigned show last Friday. Right? I mean, it couldn't happen at a worse time. We just had started the show. The doorbell rang. And I'm like, nobody rings my doorbell on a Friday afternoon. Nobody, you know.
Yeah.
Open up, and they hey, we're giving free water sample testings. And you can get a free water filter. I said, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing free, but I'll give you a sample. And I came about a half a millisecond away from giving her a different kind of sample that, and you know, darn good and well, once she left the premises, she's walking down the sidewalk and dumps that vial out and then goes on to the next, you know. You get free water filters.
I had one this week also come to the door, and this is Prairie Village. You can't go soliciting in Prairie Village. They get extremely upset.
You have a sign on yours.
I have my sign on the door from the city says, stay the hell away. And so this guy's talking, and I say, you know we're in Prairie Village. You know we're in Prairie Village. And he's like, what? I said, there's a law against you coming to my door, and I got my sign up here. I said, you want me to call? And he finally left. I mean, he was one of those guys, I gave him like three chances. This is how I do it. I give you three chances. Hey, I'm not interested. Well, really, you need to I'm not interested. Thank you very much. I give the thank you very much. That's the final comment for me. Third time, listen, buddy, I got a sign on my fucking door. This is Prairie Village. We don't allow signs in the yard, and we don't allow soliciting from anybody. You could be Barack Obama and come to my door, and the cops will still arrest his ass because he can't come to my door.
Hey, that's what we can do. We can invite him.
Oh, I
and then not let him in and call him for soliciting.
I set you up for that one. Merry Christmas. I set you up on that one. I knew you'd like that.
Woohoo!
Also, the other topic tonight, if you want to call in, by the way, the number is 913-322-9502. If you're a mom, that's our special mom line. Only moms can call in on that line. Also, if you had sex at work, it could be the same mom line. That phone number for people that have sex at work, and I want a story, 913-322-9502. There you go. The mom line and the sex at work line. Nobody's going to call.
Chirp, chirp,
chirp. Here.
Chirp.
Oh, okay.
Chirp.
I got the chirpers here. Where's my crickets at? I will get the old crickets out here.
They're in the box.
They're in the box. I have the wrong...
Those are awful energetic crickets.
Yeah.
I like that.
I also perform fellatio for a very, very short amount of time.
I don't know where that came from. God, there's some wild stuff here. Okay, anyway. So here's the deal, and we'll just move on.
You're scaring
calls,
me.
Calls. Yep. You know you got the Pawn Stars. You have the Swamp Loggers. You have... there's a phone call. So we'll stop, and we'll carry on. So, let's see what's going on here. Hello! You're on the air. Who is this? Caller line one. Is this the mom line?
I'm on the mother line, aren't I?
Yeah. No, you're on the...
I'm not talking about sex at work.
Okay. This is Cool Breeze, and yes, she's on. What's going on? See, you never call in on the show. This is kind of cool, is it?
Last time I wanted to when Travis, but somebody talked too much and I didn't get to.
Probably me. You know, I'm going 10
Ran
miles
out
a second.
Of time.
McShane gets pissed because I talk too much here, too. So it's like he's just sitting over there. Sometimes, believe it or not, he goes up and he goes to the bathroom and he's gone for like 4 or 5 minutes and he comes back and he goes, uh-huh. And that's all he does. So.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Because I just talked too much. So tell us what it's like being a mom, Mother's Day, any cool, you know, we already talked about perverted stuff. Let's talk about nice stuff, good stuff, you know, something good that happened to you on Mother's Day or anything like that.
Yeah, and you would be talking about all perverted stuff the night my girlfriend's over here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And she gets all uptight about pornographic stuff anyway.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go down that road, and then it's just like, oh, my God, I need to shut my mouth. And, you know, this is not smut radio. I'm trying to clean up my act, and I'm just not doing good. So.
I'm sorry.
I'm just, I had to laugh. He's laughing over here. So give us something good, and I'll do one more apology. Apologize to your friend for me, okay?
I should laugh.
Oh, okay. I'll play it for her.
I am so sorry.
Okay. So I played her that. So tell us something good, and what are you going to do tomorrow? You're going to... Here's my suggestion for you. I'm not even going to let you talk. I'm going to tell you a suggestion. Get a nice hot bubble bath. Nice glass of red wine. You know, some David Gerald on the radio. Just sit back.
That works, yeah. Big bubble bath. You know, my grandmother, she used to make fun of me because she would give me a night off, mom's night off. She'd had the kids, and she'd call me the next day and say, did you go out honky-tonking? And no, I stayed home and had a big old bubble bath and got a glass of wine.
There you go.
You know,
heck yeah.
Everything's sweeter.
Little things.
Put little Sam in the background.
She used to laugh at me because... That was my big night out.
Well, it's sometimes you just got to get away and you're nice and quiet.
Hey, once you have kids, just the fact that you can eat a hot meal and have a bubble bath undisturbed, pretty much you never get to eat a hot meal once you have kids.
Yeah. Now, do you have more than one? Did you have more than one?
Yeah.
But
they were so far apart, it don't matter. Okay.
I was going to say, if it was like...
I pretty much just had one at a time.
Like my situation there, there'd be two kids, and you'd think everything was cool, and then suddenly there was a fight between them about something really stupid, and he's like, oh, my God. You know, he's playing with my toy, and he won't give it back.
And there goes the macaroni and cheese into the hair. Oh, no.
And when TJ was really little, I had one of those little bouncing chairs you could hang in the doorway.
Johnny jumpers.
Like an airplane. And they could bounce all over the place, really get to swinging on it.
Oh, God.
And that was the only way you could take a bath or eat a hot meal. Put them in the little bouncing airplane in the doorway and let them swing.
Oh, God.
Those things have a weight limit, though. I tried it. Never mind.
Well, that's back to the sexual perversion there. Now,
my bad.
I'm getting terrible visuals now.
Yeah, me too.
Wish the webcam was on.
Poor Beck.
So you got big plans for tomorrow? Besides doing your show?
It's Sunday. That's my show. I got my show.
All right. Well, you're going to have a special Mother's Day show.
Well, since as well, I got to listen to my two shows in the morning and then get my show ready, and by that time it's time to do my show.
I'm sorry. Take the day off.
I get this boss that makes me work on Sunday.
Oh, he does not. He's a nice guy.
Even Mother's Day, he's a tyrant.
Yeah. I heard he's a kind of a pervert, but otherwise he's a nice guy. At least he doesn't go to the alternative adult club or whatever it's called Travis goes to, so...
Hey, but TJ will make me a really nice dinner, so that'll
cool.
be good.
Cool.
There He's you gotten know. To be quite the cook, actually. Oh, I don't cook anymore, hardly.
Nice.
I get a hot meal now.
That's cool.
Little filet mignon. And...
What, like when he was like 8 years old or 9 years old, what did they do for you for Mother's Day?
Oh, he used to make me these little coupons, and it would be like things he would do for me, and I could spend them. He would color it was little projects I guess they did at school, and he would make me a book of coupons, and they were little special mom treats that, you know,
aww.
He would do something for me, or free room cleaning, or...
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you stretch him out for, you know, as long as you could?
Yeah.
What a week.
I think I still have some. I might try to cash some in.
There you go. That's the deal right there. See if there's a time limit on it. Pull one out. It's like, hey, baby.
They don't have an expiration date.
As long as I'm your mom, this is in force.
I need one that says free laundry service.
Oh, mercy.
Dad or yard mowing, but he already mowed the yard, so hey, that was kind of a mom treat right there.
Oh, that's sweet. So, well, you know, have a good show tomorrow. Pimp your show so everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm going to do a mother's show. A marathon mother's show tomorrow night, 7 p.m., 7 to 11.
So they could, all the moms could get the glass of wine and the bubble bath and listen to you and have a good time. And
yeah.
Cool.
Well, got some new music, bunch of Blind Piggies music, too, but feature that.
Cool.
New John Nemeth CD, and who else? I'm looking through the stack here. Harper and Magic Slim.
All right.
And the Teardrops. Awesome CDs.
Cool. Actually. 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Lots of mutters.
7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
All right. On KCOnlineRadio.com. And if you're, you got a chat box. You got the whole deal right there. Come in and say hello.
Oh, yeah. Everybody will be in the chat box tomorrow night. I think maybe even Foggy will show up.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow. He does that. He comes in here every once in a while. It's hard to catch him, though. He'll stop in.
So
he called in one time, too.
He sent me another Zedhead tune, so I'll probably play that. And,
cool.
I think he might come to the box.
Cool. When are you coming up here, by the way? You said... You're going to come up for, like, the last year now, and it's like, well...
I know. Actually, now that the weather's... yeah. I'd be more apt to do it.
She always told me all winter long, I don't like to travel. And then she got back from New York, and then she said, oh, I'm going to Florida. But Kansas City, well, that's too icy and too disgusting here, so...
I'm in a crappy weather. I ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, have a great Mother's Day, and everybody tune in tomorrow, and have a good one.
Great shows all day long.
That's right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a Mother's Day. Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze and Sizzling Blues tomorrow at 7 p.m. Well, not tomorrow. Yeah, I guess it is tomorrow because it's not past midnight yet, so... Also, in the chat box, Blues Cruiser has posted the new picks. The link is right there, so go to the chat box at MacTravis.com. What's your significant other going to do for the big Mother's Day event?
I think her she's got her kids going to take her to eat someplace.
Cool.
And stuff.
Cool.
So I'm pretty sure that one's...
All taken care of.
Taken care of, and... I'll sit at home and dream of her.
Aww.
I
could take that down a bad road, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. So.
Yeah. It's all good. All right. More up all night right after this.
This is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
We are back here. Up All Night with Mac and Travis. Mac and Mick.
Hi, this is the voice of Travis. How you doing?
He's having sex right now, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Down in Branson, Missouri. Just got done watching Choji Dabuchi. I think he ended about, what, 9 o'clock? His show ends about 9?
Something like that.
Got back to the motel room. It's Mother's Day. He's leaving out on Monday to go to the undisclosed location.
So he'll be out of country for a while.
Yep. So I don't think he's coming back. He might have some training to do first, but I don't think he's coming back. So
they
had a big thing, and he went to visit his mom, my ex. You know, they had the renewal. Maybe I talked about this last week. They had the renewal, their wedding renewal last week. And his mom was going to be there, which, of course, is my ex-wife. And
I get the relation. Yeah. I see you learn new stuff about Mac every week.
He's my stepson.
I didn't know that.
Ex-stepson, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
Well, that's cool.
But so I almost went, but I had been fighting with people all week, and I said I don't want to get involved in any ruin their day for their nuptials, so I stayed away. And whose side do you sit on? Because they were saying, well, we got his side and her side. And it's like, well, I don't fit on either one. So am I going to sit in the aisleway or something?
You know? Oh, man.
And then the rest of the kids of my ex-wife, you know, we're really close and tight. And I thought, well, they'll probably come and stay with me. That looks bad. Not a good situation. I'll just stay away. So there you go.
Well,
but,
that's a tough one.
It's sad, but anyway. So anyway, they got remarried. This is their honeymoon, and they're doing the thing. So
right on.
I wonder if there's an adult alternative club in Branson.
I don't know.
Branson, Missouri. Maybe we should do a what do you call it? The promotion for Branson. You know, Branson. Come to Branson to the adult.
Now you got me screwed up. Adult alternative lifestyle club.
That's right. Right next to Silver Dollar City.
For a silver dollar, your bed can shake too.
You ever gone down to Branson? I'm sure you have.
You know, I went to Branson before it became Branson. Mm. Branson. When they had nothing but go-kart tracks up and down the strip.
Oh, my God.
That was fun.
It is just a big freaking city. I bet there's a million freaking people down there. It's unbelievable. And
I heard it's a nightmare now. I want to go down to see the Titanic Museum. Yeah. That's what I want
to
go down
back
for.
Back to your Titanic.
Like, you betcha.
That'd be cool. They do have some cool stuff down there, but it's just, you know, you got to spend the whole day. And my ex-wife worked at Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
Go figure that.
I just remember all the commercials they did growing up, you know, with the old Jamboree, what was that famous group down there where the guy, the Bald Knobbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. They still got those guys down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bald Knobbers.
Bald Knobbers.
And, oh, my God. Our listeners through the cockroach in New York City are thinking, what the hell is the Bald Knobbers?
It's true.
It's back to porn talk again. Bald Knobbers.
Yeah, they like corn on the cob.
It's like, wow.
Dude, I did not just put a reference there with that. Thanks.
Let me get it up here. We'll give you an I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
All right, let's shoot to the show notes, and then we'll go back to some other stuff. MacandTravis.com, M-A-C and Travis.com. We got some more music coming up, too, here shortly. And, me too. I was a train robber at Silver Dollar City. Cool Breeze says that.
Sweet.
My ex-wife did, she was a floozy at the saloon. She was a saloon floozy, and she also was a photographer. So she'd go around and take a picture of stuff. So there's you, what you got. So, but I spent a ton of time down at Silver Dollar City when we were dating. Just about, well, you know, what does a guy do when he wants some, you know what? You know, he's in love and all that crap, so he hangs out with her even at work. But
you're so nice.
But it's kind of a lot of interesting stories about that place. It's kind of interesting, but So
beautiful country down there.
I think I sat through about 50 of those saloon acting things, you know, where there's shoot 'em up and all that, and the floozies would come out dancing and all that.
Right, right.
Same script.
The old can-can stuff.
Ten times a day or some shit they did it. But anyway, show notes at macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. First two show notes we already talked about. Kay Parker's top porn moments. Also, what Kay Parker's doing today. Maybe you want to be mentored by her. $900. And Betty White's top 12 TV moments. She was pretty hot back in the day, you got to admit. And funny. A good actress.
She is funny.
She's just a fun sort of chick back in the day. And so if you want to go relive some of her old moments, she was on SNL tonight, right?
Was it tonight that she was going to be on?
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat box will verify that. So you can check that out. Next item on the show notes, 2010's first crop circle. Yes, they've had their first crop circle in England. I guess this is in England. I'm sure it is. So you can go check out the latest pictures. Give us an analysis, your view on the crop circles. Wow, that looks like a squid there.
Well, let's see here. We've got a crop circle. I'm trying to pull it up here. What the heck is that? Wait a minute. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong circle. I'm looking at the landing pad that looks like a
oh.
Never mind. Yeah, that's kind of weird looking. I wonder, That's odd. What do you think about these crop circles? You think they're from...
alien space people from Jupiterias.
I mean, that's pretty accurately, diameter-wise, yeah. It's pretty cut, clean, and clear, and how would you do that on the ground?
You want my... Yes, I agree. You want my dumbass theory on crop circles?
Okay.
All right. Here's my dumbass crop theory on crop circles. I believe that the military has technology that can basically, with energy... push planes out of the air. Okay? And I think it's... This sounds silly, I know. This is Royal Navy pilots in England playing around with their equipment by shooting into the ground and drawing. I think they're playing around, and that's what they're doing. Is that the stupidest theory you ever heard in your life?
Nothing stupid anymore, theory-wise. Anything's possible. I mean, you know...
I am pretty sure that the technology of vectored energy exists by the military. I'm not saying 7 million people visit Branson. Holy crap. That's just my silly theory. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's aliens trying to give us a message. Maybe it's... that almost looks like a military symbol, too, there. But I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I have no idea outside of what the conspiracy theorists say.
I think it seems kind of hard for people to do it on the ground, especially at night. But I don't know. Who knows? I'd like to know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But maybe some guy with a lawnmower. I don't know. next time on the show notes, we talked about this last week. I wanted more details about Gary Berghoff, Lenexa resident, which is right next here to... beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas. And what I found interesting about Gary Berghoff, of course, with MASH, he was one of the only two that was on the movie and the TV show, I guess.
Exactly.
But here was the really freaking weird one. He was a drummer for a band called The Relatives in 1968, and actress Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, was the band singer.
Really?
Is that just the freakiest thing you've ever heard?
Wow. Yeah, I had no clue. I knew he played drums because, you know, every once in a while he'd do drums on the show, but wow.
Can you imagine him playing drums and Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, up there singing?
As long as she's in her red, white, and blue.
Ooh, baby, yeah.
Ha-ha.
I probably need to play a little bit of that if I can find it here.
As long as you hit the right one.
I'm on the wrong screen. Hold on. And I'm sure Wyoming Goofy Gal is listening, so. Wonder Woman!
Hey, everyone. She is in the box. Straight from the National Security Agency, it's the Wyoming Goofy Gal. Boy, I would like to be in her box. In your
satin tights, fighting for your right.
Anyway, she's not in the chat box, but she might be listening. She does get in the chat box very often, but Wyoming Goofy. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of fascinating. You know, it's these little things excite me. So,
yeah, I'm gonna have to try and hunt down good old Radar.
You gotta hunt him down. Next item: bed-bound boobies. This chick, she's finally got some breast relief. She's got some big boobs, and she was able to get out of bed. Let's see, she's 5'1", and in cup-sized breasts.
Holy bejeebney.
Yeah, there she is. Apparently they're cut down. And
is that cut down?
To a 34B. So she went from an N to a B.
Wow.
Holy moly. You know, usually I would say that's sacrilegious to have a breast reduction, but in this case, wow.
I don't like to poke fun, but I think she was probably one of the survivors from the Titanic. It kind of resembles the life preserver.
I thought you were saying it was the iceberg that they hit. She was out there floating.
How could you miss that?
They are. She's 5 foot tall. Man.
Holy smoke.
3-day boat journey to the nearest town to seek medical help. So she was on a boat.
My goodness. I see a lot of chiropractic procedures. There's no way. That's just insane, dude.
Yeah. You know, when Linda Blair had her breast reduction, I cried. But in this case, I think it was justified. So, all right, next time on the show notes, Johnson County prostitution sting. Now, here's the deal about Johnson County. That's what Prairie Village is, Lenexa. And you're in Olathe, right?
Yeah,
It's all Johnson County. Johnson County people are known to be snooty, uppity, think they're better than everybody else. Am I right? I mean,
dare you talk about me that way?
And we're from there, so we can say it. And we don't have turn signals in our vehicles, but that's another story. And the moms, the MILFs, they don't drive around in minivans. They drive around in Escalades.
Yeah, yeah.
And very uppity, so this is not the hood or anything like that. And here we had a prostitution sting, and 37 arrested. 10 of them in Shawnee, which is the uppity capital of Johnson County.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed by that.
Wow.
It was like, holy crap.
I wonder if they were the hot ones. Or
the bad thing was they put it out in like in a local music magazine. They were advertising in the pitch.
Oh, God. They're not very bright.
Apparently. Not bright at all, because that's a hot spot and has been for a long time. That'd be like advertising on Craigslist.
What they need to do is advertise here, because nobody would ever hear that. Next item. Remember?
Wait up. That's funny.
She was upset about it. Next item on the show notes. Kansas City's own, that we talked about this last week, Candy Samples. This is another porn. We're back to porn.
Back to porn.
But this is a Kansas City bred over in Lee Summit, Missouri, which is Kansas City. And you can go check her out. And she's 70 years old, so, you know, whatever. But
that's ultra MILF.
I just want to post up there what Kansas City women, you know, used to look like. And yeah. So anyway. And I remember, again, she was a big MILF back in my growing up days. And, well, she was 40 years old. Now that I think about, you know, she's 70 now, so.
Wow, about the right age for your Dale, huh?
Yeah.
40.
That's right.
That's a bad thought, isn't it?
I guess they're not really MILFs to me because I can't get any woman. I mean, I'm the
lonely,
sappy guy, whatever.
It's just wrong.
We'll skip the danger of sex and come back to that next. But you have the 2010 Pole Dancing Championship. How come everything's related to sex?
I don't know.
I guess it's my issue. But the lack thereof. But you can check out this video of some of the great performances. Look at that. Look at these girls. They can pole dance. Wow.
Nice pole.
And for you ladies watching, they're not nude, so you don't have to worry about that. And they're all, my God, she's not very. Wow. How did she do that? It's almost gymnastics, you know, like a circus act or something.
I swear some of them got to be double jointed.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Very nice.
You wouldn't catch me doing anything. Oh. That'd hurt something.
Wow. Look at that. That should be an Olympic event like you talked about.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. And then one last item on the show notes, oil site. Remember that big oil explosion?
Yeah.
This is underwater footage. And what, 2 miles down, 3 miles down? It's some ungodly far down. And it's kind of interesting. I just put it up here because it's interesting. Yeah, you know, what do you want?
Yeah, and they're saying now that that cap didn't work because of some...
Crystals.
Ice crystals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, Cool Breeze lived in Johnson County, too. Wow. Well,
that explains everything.
I drove a 67...
We're all musical up here.
Chevy, called it a Ozark Vet. Well, I bet your 63 Chevy did not have turn signals because you are not allowed to have turn signals in this county. So
a 52 5 window custom cab. I had a 1958 Chevy Apache.
Wow.
And it was all original, 235 straight six, 3-speed.
Oh.
When I got it, still had the generator. And it was on it when I got rid of it. It'd bubble out the battery. You'd have to polarize it every once in a while because it'd get reversed.
Yeah.
And then, which was basically just crossing it, you know, the leads. And then it had the original push-button floor starter on it, too.
Wow.
And that went out, and I actually went to Keystart because that was a pain in the butt. But that was a very cool truck, and I had to sell it because... got somebody knocked up.
Well, that woman, there you go.
I wish I still had that truck.
Always about a woman.
Dang, I love that truck. I don't miss her. I miss that truck. I miss that truck. Oh, well.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to some more show notes, the danger of sex here in just a few minutes, but we're going to wait for that. And again, the website back at travis.com. And we got like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So, what was your first vehicle ever?
My very, very first. I've bought every vehicle I've owned. My very first vehicle was a Subaru. I'm trying to remember if it was like a D10. It was like a little two-door piece of junk that blew up quite efficiently, and then I ended up with a 71 Javelin after that. Purple and white with the funny rainbow stripes inside the interior. It was quite a cool car. Had a luggage rack. It'd get it going, though. And to get kind of give you a rundown, I'm on car number that's sitting in my driveway since the time I was 15. And I'm 41 now. I have had, this is car number 52.
Holy crap! My God!
I used to buy them all through high school. I would have a different car about every 2 or 3 weeks because I'd buy junkers, make a couple bucks, $100 on them, and buy another one.
The truck out there, I bought brand new, 1989. I bought brand new with 50 miles on it. I still got it.
Sweet! See, I wish I could do that.
Of course, I've bought a lot of ex-wives.
All right, more Up All Night right after this.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Thank you.
back here having a little buffering issue, I hear.
It was some of those, maybe some of the injuries, you couldn't deny the fact that it wasn't sex.
hamster in the butthole thing, if it was your gay. It's like, hey, I got a hamster in my butt, you know, I guess. We had a nurse on the show one time, and of course, I'm the idiot that asked those questions.
Nice.
An emergency room nurse at that. Oh my God, did she have the most hideous, disgusting stories you ever heard in your life. They were actually repulsive, and if you can repulse me, it's bad. It's really bad. So
that's just all kinds of wrong.
So anyway, so we got some important things here. Safety tips, our safety tip of the week on having sex. Of course, I don't have to worry about any of this with my luck. You know, it's been I'm hoping for the next decade something breaks loose here.
Oh, man.
But anyway, are the people still in the chat box? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess it's still working. So let me go through some of these mishaps here, and I've never been injured having sex, never had a back issue or anything like that. But number 10 is bending fingers back injury. I don't know what the meaning of that is. What you were doing whenever you bit your finger back?
I can only
strained or sprained ankle. I presume that's the woman. I would assume. And I'm trying to visualize these things to see if I can figure out how this actually happened.
Goes hand in hand with the bending fingers back.
I would guess. I would say so. Now, the number 8 one, this is all at macandtravis.com. You click on the link and you go there. Sprained or strained wrist. That's obviously a masturbation issue, I would assume.
Got to watch that.
You got to watch your wrist. And I can't imagine going to the emergency room and saying, I got a wrist sprain from masturbating. That just is crazy. Twisted knees? How could that happen?
I don't know. That.
Bruised shoulder. That's pretty rough sex right there.
That's kicking it pretty good.
Yeah. What'd you say earlier? The joke about what's his face that died? During sex?
David Carradine. Oh,
that's not on the list there. Hanging yourself.
I don't have any asphyxiation stuff going on here. Ropes and chips and potatoes.
Bashed elbows and knees.
Okay, I see that one.
I got the wrong list here. This is the list from the Alternative Adult Lifestyle. a night there.
Oh, man.
Number 4 is Crooked neck. I could see that one for the chick. You know, she's in some strange positions.
Heck yeah.
Carpet burns.
The ever famous.
Number 2 is back injuries and pulled muscle,
muscles get pulled.
Yeah, muscles get pulled. So that. I don't understand that one. Is these injuries is for old people like me? Is that the deal? When I get over my 50, this is the list here.
I don't know. The only one that I can relate to is carpet burns.
The survey of 1,000 adults find many having sex on. And this is the danger spots. This is things to worry about. Don't be having sex around these. Know that there are dangers. You know, in a wood. Cupboard in a work cupboard. What's a work cupboard?
Mm.
I don't know what that is.
I would imagine maybe like a janitor closet.
Okay.
Closet maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is from England, so I know what their language is. Number 9, toilet. That could be dangerous. Porcelain. You're flopping around there. You could hit your head on the porcelain. Stay away from the toilet. Don't have sex in the bathroom anyway because it's just creepy and disgusting. Garden.
Never thought about having sex in the garden.
You could get, you know, I guess you could actually get penetrated by the hoe or something.
We could go right back.
Yeah.
Or you could penetrate the hoe.
Yeah, either
way. Or we get back on the corn thing, but no.
Yeah, corn. Oh, my God. God. That could be.
No.
That'd be very interesting. Leave some corn.
Nope.
Next week, we gotta remind me to do this. Next week, we've got to do urban legends and sick stories because I've got some stories about corn and all that. You know, just some wild stories and please call in with your strange stories. Not that they're with you, but, you know, urban legends, any of those next week, because I got to do that. That's so cool.
With corn, how would you know? Just a little cleanup. It all looks the same no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I can't go there.
Depends on if you got butter there or not. salting would burn, though. Don't salt the corn before you do it. Let's see. The kitchen table, obviously, that's very hazardous, but
yeah,
cool in a way.
Especially if you got a glass table.
I've never had sex in any of these places, so I don't know. On a chair? Yeah, well, that's true. Lazy boy chairs are great because you don't have to do shit. Just lay there. In the bedroom, well, that's the obvious place where you have sex.
Yeah, that's not a dangerous place.
I guess the headboard could be dangerous.
Yeah, swinging from, you know, fans, ceiling fans could be too, I guess.
Shower, that's, again, dangerous,
yeah.
I guess. Car, that's very, very dangerous because you could turn the wrong way and have a damn shift knob up your butt.
Of course, around here you could get away with it because we don't use our turn signals anyway.
That's absolutely right. You don't have to worry about that. Let's see. On the stairs, that stair's a bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Sofa, I can't believe sofa's dangerous. Sofa should be safe.
Sofa's safe.
And that's the number one dangerous spot is a sofa.
I wonder why.
I'm trying to think. I guess the only thing I can think of is that the woman, if she's on bottom, is in such a contorted position because you can't really, you know, spread out. You're kind of half spread out, half hanging off, and you get back strains, shoulder bruises. You know, you hit your knee on the freaking floor.
Corner of that thing.
I'm just trying to think.
I don't know.
I have no life, so I've tried to think.
I've had no problems.
This is why it's real. Let's see. Broken items, vases, windows, doors, chest of drawers, smashed walls, teacups.
Where's teacups come into play?
Where the hell
with sex?
What kind of fetish is that?
Hey, baby, how about some tea? While we get busy.
What do you do with them? What do you poke them at or stick them at?
I've only got one thing that comes to mind, and you can't say it on radio.
Oh, no, we better not. We already got in trouble tonight. Already losing listeners. Picture frames. Okay, so you have sex with a picture frame. Please explain, what kind of a sex act will you have picture frames with you?
I don't know.
Could you be pleasuring yourself to a certain woman in a picture frame? And you get too excited and you break the picture. I'm trying to help me here.
Maybe your significant other has a Memorex or live voice.
Could be.
Hits that high note and everything shatters.
I never saw that when they scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just come flying off the wall.
That
could be the wine glass, too. Wine and pint glasses.
Or picture frames on the headboards.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's problem solved.
There you
man,
go.
Man, you're the man. It's been so long since I had sex, I couldn't even remember how it's picture frames.
We just took the picture frames off the headboards, took care of that problem.
Wine and pint glasses, you're in the middle of sex. She reaches over, grab a wine glass. It breaks. It cuts her hand. There you go.
Party's over.
Do you finish or you just stop? That's the question for a guy.
Got to finish.
Thank you. We're pigs. We already knew I was a pig. Now you're the pig, too.
Oh.
And the number one. Let me give a big drum roll. Let me get to the right page, and God dang, I wish I could find my drum roll. Number one, dangerous broken item, bed frames.
I can see that.
You get too excited, the frame breaks.
Bye-bye.
What in the world ever happened to our big free-flow waterbeds? Where did they go, baby?
You know, I don't know. I used to like them. They were a pain in the butt, though, if you ever drained them and then refilled them, because especially the ones that had the pads inside them, you know, to cut down on the waveless. And they never did come back right after that. And get lumps in them and stuff. But I always slept pretty good on those things.
Oh, yeah. You just got to make sure that you had lots of stuff down so your back didn't sweat. Okay, we got a comment in the chat box. I have to analyze this. Cool Breeze says, bathroom sinks is good until they bust off the wall. Maybe she needs to call back on the on the line there and tell us that story.
Is she insurable because she's having sex on a battlefield, too?
Oh, my God. Wilson Creek Battlefield.
I don't think the insurance company's going to cover those.
She's got to come in the chat box or in the studio and tell us these stories. I'm going to write that down.
That's just hilarious. Awesome.
I bet this was involved. Lots of beer. Well, she grew up there. I imagine that's where the kids went and hang it out, you know.
Hanging out for real.
Small cars are dangerous. They definitely are.
Yeah.
That's.
Wait a minute.
It's your
situation. There's something that I don't know.
Sex on a battlefield. Hmm.
Love is a battlefield. Took old, was she playing Pat Benatar in the background?
Oh, it's just. I imagine, you know, kids, because, you know, like we talked about before, hanging out at TGNY parking lot. There was a lot of sex going on behind the TGNY.
I remember TGNY.
Oh, yeah. That's when back when being a kid was fun. You could park in your vehicle there and in a parking lot and just hang out, and all your friends would come.
Our first date, baby.
Oh, my God. She's complaining about your vehicle.
Yeah, that's right. I had a little Mustang coupe. I forgot, but I didn't forget. It's been 10 years. 10 and a half years.
Me too.
Yeah, I have Alzheimer's disease here. No lie.
Yeah. No. Take your ginkgo biloba. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Make love, not war, baby. Yes.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. Do I dare ask? I don't know if it's proper to ask, but the craziest, weirdest place for you doing it.
The craziest, weirdest place that I've done it?
Yeah. Don't want to get you in trouble or anything like that, but.
I don't know. Not really any crazy places outside of a parent's living room with parents at home.
I don't know.
Outside of that. I don't know. Nothing crazy.
Right, well, if anybody,
In a car.
Well, that's still somewhat. It wasn't moving, though, was it?
It was moving, but we weren't driving the car.
That was stupid of me, wasn't it? Well, if you're in the chat box, please tell us the craziest place you had sex. We already got a battlefield, which I think she's actually won the award there.
I got nothing for that one.
Give her a round of applause for that one there. No, come on. Give her a little bit of one that. There you go.
Shots fired. That's just wrong.
I don't know what my knees remember.
Beck's knees remember the smaller car, our first date.
Oh, hit the knees.
And I remember now because I don't know if she still got the scar or not, but it. Yeah, it kind of her knee kind of got screwed up. So there's a knee injury. Goes with the knee injury.
There you go. And cruiser on a roof. How about a ride down?
Riding down on the road on a bike.
A bike? Can you do that?
I'm not about to try. I can't hardly ride by myself without doing
that. On the back or the sidecar?
I don't know. That's a good question. Hey, maybe we'll find out after we come back. Or up all night.
You're listening to the Music Alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st
century. 21st
century.
21st
century.
All the music that anyone would want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally all done, you guys. Now I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm a Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring. Technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10 here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But Don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
I'll sleep all day.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Here, little Allman Brothers Band there, Midnight Rider, because it's past midnight.
Past midnight.
Do you ever go cruising on your bike? Wait, can you hear music on your bike?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I've got all the bells and whistles on the bike.
Oh, nice.
I've got the cup holder and everything. All I need is the recliner and the bike to actually ride itself. It's got cruise control.
Oh, wow.
So cool. Then I could be on the passenger seat, lay back, take a nap, and that's all I'm missing.
That'd be sweet. We had Cruiser talking about the sex on a shop bench in the basement before he left for the Navy, and they made a baby. So a successful park bench.
There you go.
I mean, not park bench, shop bench.
Got to watch out for the mirror compressors, though.
I was going to ask if she grabbed the wrong tool.
A little torque wrench. Here's a ratchet deep well socket.
Could be very interesting indeed.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Talking about the sexes, we already end the whole sex talk. I was going to get in a little bit of this. Is sex at work? Have you ever had sex at work?
Have I ever had sex at work? Yeah.
Give us a story. That should take 3 or 4
minutes. I can't give the story.
Oh, okay. Not even change the name.
It was years ago. And yeah.
You can tell the job, can't you? So
no.
Radio.
It was at a car wash.
I was going to say, radio stations, there's more sex going on. Back in the day, more sex going on at radio stations than anywhere.
But it wasn't really. Sex didn't become really good sex until I met back.
Oh, well, okay.
Got to throw my disclaimer in there.
Okay. I'll be back here so I can get to the... let me give you a round of applause for that. Give me a bigger round for that. So I was kind of wondering, you know, being on the union thing now, I have to deal with our human resource major.
Right, right.
She's pretty hot, and she has big boobs. Now, if anybody from work is listening, you didn't hear me say that. But I just kind of wonder, she's probably never harassed, sexual harassment, because you can't sexually harass the human resource major. But I remember back in the day, and maybe you could confirm this, back in the day, that's where we met women at, was at work. Didn't you date a lot of women from work?
No, but I did end up working with Beck. We went like 3 years working in the same place.
Oh, she
almost
says,
four.
She says nice save, by the way.
Nice save, yeah.
Hey, you know. I'm not throwing myself under the bus.
You try to work it into a good night when you get home. You know, you see your pillow and a blanket on the sofa. You'll go, oh, shit.
Damn it.
I got to play this because I enjoy this so much. All right.
That's probably what I'll get.
But I just remember that. I mean, that's... And I guess now it's sexual harassment. You can't even come on to somebody at work. And that used to be the end. Of course... Working at a radio station is like I said, everybody's screwing everybody, and there's just all kinds of weird crap going on. But I don't know. Hey, there's people at work, I'm sure you know this, that are work married. They're a couple, mm-hmm. and they may be married to other people on the outside, but when they come to work, they are married together. They always sit together. They eat lunch together. They take their breaks together. They smoke cigarettes together. They are work married.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those before.
I've seen those.
Have you ever been work married? Well, you can't answer your... Before you met Becky, were you ever work married?
No. No. Because I'm not going to be married to a guy.
Oh, yeah. Not many women on the trains, I presume.
Oh, yeah. No, at Union Pacific. I mean, there's women, but I mean... None
engineers.
None that I would ever even think twice about.
No.
Not even close.
But I don't know. It's just the thing is, everything's changed. So now, I don't know if they still have married people at work, you know, work married people.
Yeah.
I was work married. I was married and I was single. And, oh, I hope not. She said. single. And I remember this distinctly. I was hitting on this chick, and my work married partner, who was married to another guy, got pissed off. And I'm going, yeah, but you're married. I'm single. Never had sex on a train?
No.
Ever thought?
No.
Have you ever known anybody to have sex on a train?
I'm sure there have been.
Flat
We're
car.
Talking about
car.
Railroaders already.
What's the deal? See, my dad was in the railroad, and my granddad worked for the railroad. Not in the railroad. It sounds like the Army or something like that.
You are, pretty much.
Worked on the railroad. And do they still have the guys jumping the trains?
Oh, yeah. You still get get them, getting free rides. Yeah, when you're out walking a train that, you know, you have something that gets done, you know, and you're in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. I got that was always kind of one of the things that's on your mind because you're the conductor, your engineer gets to sit up and just kind of hang out and you get to walk and. It's kind of one of those things. Hey, if you go buy one, you get a funny feeling about it. You just kind of go, hey, I won't bother you. You don't bother me. I'm just trying to check something out. Just and keep on going.
Just tell them, hey, anything happened to me, this train's going nowhere. So exactly. Let me get back on the train and then we'll get going.
Yep.
You're going to be sitting here. My favorite scene in a movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's Elizabeth Montgomery, and she's... hopping the train, and she shows her boobs. Oh,
really? I never thought there was one out there that would, because she just doesn't strike me as that type.
You didn't see a lot, but I mean, it was one of those brief things where she looked down. Oh, my top. She was playing Was it Lizzie Borden? Was she playing that movie? Was that the movie? Maybe it wasn't Lizzie Borden. It was some other movie. No, it was Jesse James' girlfriend.
She was playing.
Why? How the fuck did we get on that topic? We're talking about human resource managers with big boobs, and now we're talking about that. God, I never figured this
man.
Out. But anyway, so. Oh. No comments in the chat box.
How about you? How about you? Anything on like bread trucks or?
Get out of here. We had two women drivers, and they both quit. Now, they were having sex at work with guys.
Uh-huh.
It's guaranteed because they talked about it. We got some really creepy guys. I'm one of them, so, but, and I was over in Boone. They're both not working there. They haven't worked there for years. And I was over in Boonville at a truck stop, and this chick jumped on my running board, and I'm sitting there eating my sandwich, and I look up, oh, holy shit, and she stuck her face right in my window. And, you know, that kind of freaks you out.
Heck yeah.
But it was her. She was working for some other company, and she was just saying hi. And it's like, God damn.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing going on there, none of the production people. No, we got one chick, and she's Swedish, and she's tall. She's about 40, 45 years old, and she talks with a Swedish accent. It's kind of cool.
Kind of cool, with the Twinkies and the ho hos and the ding dongs and the apple filling.
I'd like to give her some filling.
Right on. More coming up after this.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
Boom, shakalaka, we're back here. And, you know, I really meant for this to be a dedication of moms, and I don't know what happened, what went wrong.
But how do you think moms became moms?
Yeah, because they were MILFs. Before they were MILFs, I guess. I don't know what you call that. Moms having Mother's Day. There you go.
There you go. That's how they become mothers. So that was kind of a, you know.
And we still love you. In fact, a lot of us would love to love you, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Oh, man.
So what's going on? You got coming up next here on KCUR is your show, McShane Rock Show. Tell us about what's tease us.
McShane Rock Show. Well, it was a pretty good show. I'm trying to remember. Trying to remember what we talked about last night.
So you had all the good material on it, so you're going to have a good show.
Well, we had a technical glitch at the very beginning, which was called McShane, who didn't start the encoder for about the first 7 minutes. So, you know, the show gets to come in on a commercial. And let's see. I don't know. We had a lot of good fun on it, and I didn't proof, so now I can't remember.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll listen.
It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. It'll be like somebody totally different.
Whoops. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I'm totally, yeah, I don't remember a darn thing.
Well, tell us about your other show, Pimp Away.
All right, we will. On Friday nights, right here on KCOR, we've got the McShane Rock Show, Unsigned Rock, 2 hours, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. And we got the weekly beer song, Drunken News, with Beck, and the Drury Report with local venues, band updates and stuff. And you can check out the website, McShaneRockShow.com, M-I-C-K-S-H-A-N-E, RockShow.com, for all the information, podcasts, and stuff like that. And we also have a venue that I do with KC, my old co-host for the Rock Show, with Planet Unsigned, which is a weekly podcast, airs right here on KCOR every Wednesday night, 10 p.m., or you can go to
planetunsigned.com and catch all the podcast stuff.
Excellent. Yeah. Cool. That's outstanding. You want to check them out, definitely. And, of course, for your live show here on KC Online Radio. And check out the chat box. Go in there and yak.
Yak away.
Thank you, man, for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me for all the awesome stuff.
Happy Mom.
Happy Mother's Day. It's them beef. It's what's for dinner.